from the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union, the person who has donated the most money to Columbia County Sheriff David Bartlett's re-election campaign, and I quote, is accused with three others of gang assault for allegedly beating a man so badly he was rushed to the intensive care unit at Albany Medical Center Hospital, end quote. Alex Rosenstrach was initially investigated under Bartlett's command before the state police took over. Rosenstrach donated $2,900 to Bartlett's campaign, three installments in 2018 and 2019, according to public campaign information. The alleged gang assaults came after the donations. Bartlett has kept the donations while returning other contributions recently, including $575 to his wife, Lori Bartlett, and $175 to John Davey, his former undersheriff. The alleged July 4th, 5th, 2020 incident took place at the home of Rosenstrach and his wife, Columbia County Sheriff's Deputy Kelly Rosenstrach, who is another of the four people charged with gang assault. Brian Hagg, an IRS law enforcement agent, and Corey Gaylord, a contractor, are others. Gilson reports, and I quote, Columbia County Sheriff's deputies responding to the scene erroneously told supervisors that Handy was not severely hurt and that partygoers were too drunk to be interviewed, according to a deposition taken by state police and obtained by the Times Union, end quote. Deputy Rosenstrach was placed on administrative leave while waiting for a trial date that has not yet been set. Bartlett did not directly address why he had not returned the donation, but said, and I quote, no contribution of any amount from any person has any effect on how this office operates, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Melanie Lekosiewicz is reporting for Columbia Green Media on the three candidates vying to fill seats on the Ankrum Town Board, Amy Gold, Bonnie Hund, and Steve Oliha. Gold and her family were weekenders, having owned property in Columbia County since 1982, but they have lived full-time in Ankrumdale since 2015. Gold is a communications professional for a global high-tech firm. She is running unaffiliated and has never sought or held elective office before. Gold sees the lack of broadband access and cellular coverage to be the top issue facing the three hamlets that make up the town of Ankrum. She would have the town board prioritize this issue because it is a safety and health concern as well as an educational work mandate. Hund has lived in the county for 14 years and is the owner-operator of a hair salon. She is a Democrat and a town board incumbent, having served since 2017. Hund previously served as supervisor of the town of Amenia in Dutchess County from 2003 to 2005. Hund sees the lack of housing caused by income inequality and high home prices as the town's biggest challenge. She said her extensive experience on numerous committees and boards and as a longtime small business owner has given her important insight into what is needed to adapt a changing community. Oliha was a part-time resident of Columbia County for 47 years and 5 years full-time. He is an executive coach and former CEO. Oliha is a registered Republican. He wants the town to expand the number of active participants on the various volunteer boards and committees. He is the member of several town committees as well as the chair of the Zoning Board of Appeals. Oliha hopes to get more young people involved in local organizations, especially the Ankrum Fire Company. And he would also support the town implementing new technology at Town Hall to expand remote participation and provide options for other events as well as develop ways to effectively use social media. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. Republican gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin, October 13th, launched a search for a lieutenant governor candidate well in advance of the expected June 2022 GOP primary. His search panel will be led by Staten Island Representative Nicole Malliotakis, the Republican nominee for New York City mayor in 2017. Currently, Republicans Rob Astorino, Andrew Giuliani, Derek Gibson, and Mike Carpinelli are also seeking the party's nomination next year. Zeldin said, and I quote, "We must restore a balance of power in Albany, both geographic and political, and the delivery of this committee underscores that in a Zeldin administration, everyone will have a seat at the table," end quote. He added, and I quote, "I have the utmost confidence that the incredibly qualified members of this committee will bring expertise from each of their unique walks of life to put forward the best choice to join me on the ticket in 2022, end quote. Zeldin's decision to move ahead with the search comes as state GOP leaders appear to have coalesced around his candidacy. He has picked up the support of the majority of the Republican County Committee chairs, and he was declared the presumptive nominee by State Republican Committee Chair Nick Langworthy. Read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Columbia Green Media that Greene County officials have committed to buying land adjacent to the New York State Thruway. The 2.216-acre parcel next to Thruway Exit 21 has a purchase price of $421,000, according to a resolution adopted October 12th by the Greene County Legislature. The New York State Thruway Authority Board approved the sale on September 27th. The land will be consolidated with the nearly 5-acre site that was the former location of the Quality Inn. The motel has been abandoned and was eventually demolished in January 2019. The Greene County Industrial Development Agency will look to market the combined site for a variety of uses. IDA Executive Director Renee Van Schaik said, and I quote, "The purchase of this excess thruway land increases the available redevelopment acreage by 40%, as well as places acreage back on the tax rolls," end quote. Greene County Legislature Chair Patrick Linger said in a statement, and I quote, "The acquisition of this parcel will not only remove significant hurdles to the redevelopment of the former Quality Inn site, but it will also allow for the ability to site additional businesses at that location," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.